When all was wrapped in dark midnight, and all were fast asleep, in came Margaret's ghost, and stood at William's feet. Her face was like the April morn, clad in a wintry cloud, and clay-cold was her lily hand that held her sable shroud. So shall the fairest face appear when youth and years are flown. Such is the robes that kings must wear when death has rest their crown. Her bloom was like the springing flower that sips the silver dew. The rose was budded in her cheeks and opening to the view. But love had like the canker worm consumed her early prime. They grew pale and left her cheeks. She died before her time. Awake, she cried, thy true love calls. Come from her midnight grave. Now let thy pity hear the maid thy love refused to save. This is the dark and fearful hour when injured ghosts complain. Now dreary graves give up their dead to haunt the faithless swain. Bethink thee, William, of thy fault, thy pledge and broken oath, and give me back my maiden vow, and give me back my troth. How could you say my face was fair, and yet that face forsake? How could you in my virgin heart yet leave that heart to break? How could you promise love to me and not that promise keep? Why did you swear my eyes were bright yet leave those eyes to weep? How could you say my lips were red, and make the scarlet dale? And why did I, young witless maid, believe thy flattering tale? That face, alas, no more is fair, these lips no longer red. Dark are my eyes now closed in death, and every charm is fled. The hungry worm my sister is, this winding sheet I wear, and cold and weary lasts our night till that last morn appear. But hark, the cock has warned me hence, a long and last adieu. Come see, false man, how low she lies, that died for love of you. Now birds did sing, and morning smiled, and showed her glistening head. Hail William shook in every limb, then raving left his bed. He hied him to the fatal place where Margaret's body lay, and stretched himself on the green grass turf that wrapped her breathless clay. And thrice he called on Margaret's name, and thrice he wept full sore, then laid his cheek to the cold earth, and word spoke nevermore.